Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
At Pluralsight, we don't just teach skills. We are building the tech workforce who deliver results fast, accelerated by top-tier content. Lead with confidence. Lead with expertise. Visit us at Pluralsight.com to tap in and learn more.
Let's talk about ways to get 0% financing on your next auto loan. Sturgis Credit Repair is a 5-star rated online credit repair company. We help people just like you build or rebuild their credit scores. If you have no credit history, we offer products to help you build credit history so that you never have to depend on anyone co-signing for you. If you have bad credit, enroll into our service today and allow us to work on the negative items affecting your credit scores. We take no money up front, so start our service today for free. You'll get updated through your online account as well as receiving updates through your email. For those who are trying to buy a home, we're partnering with multiple real estate agents and loan officers who are ready to assist you with your goals. If you are a real estate agent, loan officer, or anyone dependent on customers with good credit, create a free partner account with us today. You can manually send or receive clients through your online account as well as track their progress before they go to someone else. Visit our website to learn more about our services.
All right, so let's talk about getting 0% financing for those who are trying to buy a vehicle soon. So a lot of our clients who enroll into the credit repair service, many of the time, most folks are just trying to get approved for a home loan. But there are about 30 to 40% of those consumers out there who are literally just trying to fix their credit to purchase a vehicle soon. So like I said at the beginning, a lot of people ask questions once they get done with the service. They're usually like, hey, you know, we fixed our credit. You kind of educated us on paying interest, how bad credit scores can cause you to get high interest. We want to get the lowest interest rate possible. Therefore, we want to get 0% financing whenever we go out and get a vehicle. We heard you can get 0% financing on some cars. We never want to pay a dollar worth of interest ever again since you trained us how to use a credit card and how to avoid interest on those. So we no longer want to pay interest on anything we finance. So although that sounds nice and, you know, reasonable, let's talk about the pros and cons about that. So like I said, a lot of times when people enroll into our credit repair service, we're also educating them on some of the things behind the financial industry here. So as someone who worked in the car industry, I know, you know, like I said, the pros and cons behind 0% financing. So let's first educate you guys about what is good about that and what is bad and how exactly that works. So for people who are going out and financing a vehicle, you're literally asking the bank to borrow money to purchase a vehicle that you want. So it's just like you coming to me and say, hey, Chris, I'm looking to buy a vehicle. I don't have the funds. I need to borrow $30,000 from you and I'll just pay it back. Well, just like everything else in this world, nothing is free. So although it says 0% financing, you're not truly paying 0%, and I'm gonna tell you why. So like I said, banks make money from charging fees whenever consumers, you know, request to borrow money from them. So if you borrow $10,000 from a bank, doesn't matter if it's a car loan, auto loan, credit card, whatever the case may be, you're paying interest on that money. So let's give an example here. You know, like I said, somebody coming from the car dealership background or industry, I know all of the in and outs behind that and how exactly that works and how banks still make money off of that. So let me start off by saying you're only going to get 0% offers on new vehicles. It's not going to be on used. That's because 0% offers are through the banks by the manufacturers, such as Chevy, which is GM Financial for Chevrolet, GMC, Buick, and Cadillac. So you're not going to get a 0% offer on a vehicle that's used already. So it's going to have to be a new car manufacturer that offered a 0% incentives or rebates every so often throughout the year. So you got GM Financial, you got Honda Financing, Hyundai Financing, Toyota Auto Finance, and pretty much all of your big manufacturers out there. At some point throughout the year, every month they change rebates. So this month they may offer $5,000 off a car or $10,000 off a car. Next month they may not offer any rebates and just offer 0% financing. So you would have to check with your local dealership and see what specials they are running on new cars, not used, but new cars that particular month. So like I said, every month from the 1st through the 30th, they have a certain rebate. And then the first, of the next month, the manufacturer have new rebates. So that is not controlled by the dealership. So individual banks such as credit unions or, different auto lenders, they're never going to offer 0% financing because they just can't, because they don't control the price of the vehicle. Secondly, the dealership aren't the ones who's financing the vehicle. It's the bank that's owned by the manufacturer. So just want to clarify that before we go further into detail. So now you understand how banks make money. Now you understand where the 0% comes from and how that works out. So let's talk about the pros and cons. Remember, I said nothing in this world is free. So if you have a bank, and let's say you go there, you have a dealership, new car dealership in town, they have a vehicle that you like. This vehicle is $40,000. Well, right now they're offering a rebate for, let's say, the month of December for a Christmas rebate. You can get $10,000 off in rebates or 0% financing. So before we go further into that, when it comes to 0% financing, you need strong credit. So your credit definitely needs to be 720 or above. If it's not, then you're just going to have to qualify through a regular lender that's through the dealership, an outside lender, or your local credit union. But just want to clarify that. So not anybody can qualify for 0% financing. Of course, you need perfect credit with zero negative items that's reporting to it. So moving forward, you can either get $10,000 in rebates or 0% financing. Here's the thing. If you go with the 0% financing through the manufacturer, they're not going to honor the rebates. So let's break this down in two separate situations and see if 0% is actually going to be the best deal in this scenario. So let's take a $40,000 car. They're offering $10,000 rebates if you don't take the 0% financing. So this means the manufacturer, let's just say this is a Honda SUV. So the 0% is through Honda financing. You took the $10,000 in rebates. Well, now you have to apply through some of the lenders that the dealership use. Capital One, Wells Fargo, Chase Auto Finance, Ally Financial, the list goes on. Let's just say Capital One picks it up. So you get $10,000 in rebates. This $40,000 car minus 10 grand rebates is now a $30,000 car. And Capital One approve you, no money down, 3% interest rate at 72 months. So that's going to come out to about, let's see, I kind of written it down here. That's going to come out to about a $455 car note every single month for 72 months, which comes out to $32,818 total that you're repaying. So realistically, you're only paying $2,800, $2,818 to be exact, in interest. Now check this out. A $455 note every month, and then the total amount of the loan is only $32,818 with a 3% interest rate if you take the $10,000 rebate and just finance with a normal lender through the dealership or your credit union or whatever the case may be. So let's just go to the next situation. You take the 0% offer through Honda Financial, Honda Financing, whatever the bank is called, and you get zero rebates. You're paying MSRP $40,000 at 0% financing, 72 months. Your note is $555 a month. So your note is $100 higher than it would have been if you taken the rebates and went through a bank that's charging interest, maybe a little interest. Then your payoff is still $40,000. So you got zero rebate, zero interest. Therefore, you're only paying the price of the vehicle, which is $40,000. So $32,000 versus $40,000 to pay off. That's a $8,000 or $7,200 difference just from saving interest. So is it really worth it to take a 0% offer? Which means, you know, the dealership and everybody else involved is making more money on this $40,000 deal than this $32,000 deal. So that's a perfect example to not only focus on what's in front of you, but to also focus on long-term. Is it really worth going with the 0% offer versus going with a traditional bank or your local credit union or any of the other banks that the dealership can send your credit application to that may charge a little fee? You know, 3%, that's almost free. I mean, you're keeping a vehicle for 6 years, paying it on 72 months, and you're only paying $2,800 in interest. I mean, you spend that in gas your first year of having the vehicle. So, I mean, you know, don't always be afraid of interest. Yes, the main thing in financing is to avoid interest, but something like this, where you're saving almost $8,000 in interest or $8,000 total in amount, then it really makes no sense to go with the 0% offer. So a lot of people focus on the number of the interest rate and not look at the bigger picture. So for any of those who are watching this episode or listening to this episode, you know, just a reminder, just keep your eye out and do some math before you sign those papers. So that is it for this episode. Thank you for watching or listening and checking it out. So as always, ask questions if there's any questions in the future.
If this video helped you, be sure to like it, comment, share it, and subscribe to this channel for more helpful videos like this one. Thanks for watching.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.